Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Oh, I was warned about her love.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Little Robert Cray bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. We have lots of stuff there. You can read, you can listen, you can watch the video. New videos up every week, and a new poll question as well. When you click your answer on the poll question, well, you'll see how the poll is going so far. So check that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter while you're there. Jeffrey Zavar is our guest. He's our good friend. We're talking about being independent this week, being an independent business owner, a small business owner. That's the same thing if you're independent. As I said before, it simply means that you're taking risks with your own capital. Jeffrey, thanks again for hanging out with us. When I started my business, you and I started our business the same year, 89. Mine was May 29th, 1989 at 8:35 in the morning. Not that I remember the exact second or anything. I don't remember if it was 8:35, 20 or 30, but it was somewhere in that minute. And so I actually had an office in my house because I'd built this office years and years before in my house as a teleworker. I was a teleworker back in the 80s. Back in the 70s. So I already had an office, but as a business owner, the moment I became a business owner, I was kind of tied to that room. I mean, right. I had clients out, and you know, I called on them, et cetera, but basically I was tied to them, and in those days I was tied to them and a payphone. If right. I was out, I had to find a payphone somewhere because that's the way it was in those days.
Those were the days.
And then right after that, that's when you could actually, you could start getting a cell phone that was bolted to your floor, right? Remember those?
Right. The floor of the car.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But let me tell you something. That was liberating.
Yep.
That was liberating because I could leave. Was. I could then my Nissan Maxima became my second office.
It was your office. Absolutely.
And boy, think about how mobile independents have become since then.
Well, when we speak of, for example, Independence Day, now we talk about location independence, where every summer, we haven't this summer, but every summer we've taken a trip, and it's all been about being able to work from the road. So with a laptop and a cell phone and with an air card from mm-hmm. the likes of Verizon or AT&T or whomever, I'm able to connect to the Internet. Literally, if I can get a cell signal or a wireless signal, I can connect. And that is just a big... That's a big deal.
In 1999, when you started joining me, I started reporting about the big pipes. Most, everybody had dial-up in those days, even businesses. Only some of the really big operations had hardwired big pipes, a broadband connection to the Internet.
Right.
But in those days, I started saying when broadband is ubiquitous... And I didn't even think about wireless in those days.
Right.
But I said, when broadband is ubiquitous, as it is now, I said in 1999, the world will change. And boy, howdy, has that come true.
Well, and the world has changed because wireless has become ubiquitous. The pipeline into every home is, I don't want to say affordable, because there obviously are those who can't. But it's pretty much, pretty close to affordable for almost all or very many. And then you have the technology that's come in lockstep. So, it's not the fact that we have laptops. Well, today, if we just had laptops and didn't know from smartphones, then it wouldn't be an issue. We wouldn't know. We didn't know. But the ability to take an Android phone or an iPhone or a Samsung Galaxy and take them out on the road and be able to do...
But, Jeff, when I'm traveling... I take three devices with me. I take a laptop, which is my world, my workhorse. I take an iPad, and I have an iPhone. Well, it's not an iPhone; it's a smartphone and a Google phone. But my point is, during that trip, I use all three of those devices for different things.
Right. Right. Absolutely. And, you know, I power up the laptop when I've got time and I've got typing and writing and extensive work to do. I have a tablet as well, and I use the tablet when I'm just sitting around. I don't want to power up the laptop.
Think about what this has done for independence. Think about how this has changed your thinking about real estate.
Right.
How it's changed the footprint of your marketplace.
It's completely changed everything we do and how we do it.
I used to have to go sell during the day and come home where my computer was and do the work at night.
Right. Right. Now you can do everything remotely anytime. And it's remarkable how it works. It's remarkable how much it's changed our lives. What's remarkable is 90% of the people out there will not have a single, they'll never have this thought. In the sense of, wow, how did I used to do this? You know, how am I doing this now, and how did I used to do this?
Mm-hmm.
Where it's just, now you got to stop and not just smell the roses, but smell what's going on out there.
The good thing about all we're talking about is no sector of the marketplace has benefited more from the things we're talking about than the small business, the independent small business.
Absolutely.
No one has. And the thing is, It's just continues to make it a good thing for America. Hey, Jeff.
Right.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com, right?
That's the one, or Chief Home Office on Twitter.
There you go. Come back again real soon.
Great to be with you, Jim. Thanks for having me.
See you next time. Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages, 29 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.